The rise of social media has transformed the way we communicate, share information, and engage with others. One area where its impact has been particularly significant is in politics. A study by Wharton Marketing Professor Pinar Yildirim and two co-authors suggests that social media can have a positive impact on political engagement. The research found that political newcomers can get a substantial boost in support by using social media channels, which cost next to nothing and are easily accessed by anyone with an internet connection. Candidates who use Twitter can raise between 1% and 3% of what they would have raised in a two-year traditional campaign within the first month, a gain that favors newcomers. Moreover, social media platforms, especially Twitter, allow new candidates to humanize themselves and connect with potential voters in a more personal way. By sharing personal stories, insights, and policy proposals, politicians can create engaging content, building trust and closer relations with their followers. Although social media has been an enabler of accessible communication and citizen engagement, its impact on democracy and politics is not entirely positive. A survey by Pew Research Center suggests that while 57% of people in advanced economies believe that social media has had a positive impact on democracy, 35% say it has had a negative impact. The US scores particularly poorly, with only 34% of adults saying that social media has been good for democracy, while 64% assert the contrary. Moreover, a startling 84% across the 19 countries surveyed believe access to the internet and social media platforms have made people more susceptible to false information and rumors. A further 65% say that social media has increased political polarization, deepening existing divisions and radicalizing views. However, to combat the negative impact of social media on democracy and politics and promote healthy, constructive discourse online, Aviva Vaidya proposes bridging systems. These systems prioritize posts that resonate with diverse audiences, promoting productive conflict while building respect for different viewpoints. In conclusion, while social media has its drawbacks, it has become an essential tool in politics, enabling newcomers to compete more effectively with incumbents. However, more research on the intersection of social media and politics is required. Bridging systems like Ovadia's could be one approach to promoting healthy interactions online and ultimately strengthening democracy.